movie. And if you're from Wisconsin, you really have a good time in this film.
Oh, fine. Charlie Barron. Sure. Yeah. Hey. Charlie Barron.
He plays a disc jockey at WDOR in Door County.
I think there's actually
there is
a station with those call letters.
Yeah, they had the mic flag and everything in the film there. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Mike Clemens. Yeah, okay. Mike Clemens, it's 9 o'clock on the nose. It's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is vowing revenge after DNA testing proved human remains said to have been those of Israeli mother Shiri Bibas actually belonged to a Gazan woman. The BBC's Sebastian Usher is in Jerusalem.
Hamas has responded by saying human remains might have become mixed due to Israeli airstrikes. Hamas has always claimed that an Israeli airstrike was responsible for the deaths of the Bibas children and their mother. Israel says its forensic results contradict this, with the Israeli military saying that they show instead that Ariel and Kafir were killed by those holding them captive.
The bodies of Shiri Bibas' two little boys were returned yesterday. The Bibas family has issued a statement blaming Prime Minister Netanyahu for abandoning mother and children. Now to government shrinkage here in the U.S. Two U.S. officials have just told CBS News about 50,000 people at the Defense Department could be impacted by cuts to probationary civilian employees, and the layoffs could begin as soon as today. The total number, we're told, could wind up being lower as offices push for exemptions. Republicans in the Senate pushed through a bill early this morning to fund the Trump administration's mass deportation plans. CBS's Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
Resources at the border, increasing the number of detention beds and the like. There's also money in there for defense and energy. Of course, the House does have a competing bill, and they will take that up next week.
Democratic lawmakers staved off approval for hours with a Votorama offering amendments they knew would fail. The 26-year-old accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is due in court in New York City this afternoon. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
It's the first time we're going to see Luigi Mangione in court since his arraignment back in December. And we don't know the specific agenda, but what's expected is that both sides will update the judge on the status of the case.
Six prison workers in upstate New York have been indicted for murder in the beating death of a handcuffed inmate, Special Prosecutor Bill Fitzpatrick.
There was no provocation by Robert Brooks that would have precipitated any physical response whatsoever.
Some of the guards appeared in court in handcuffs themselves. An update on 88-year-old Pope Francis. CBS's Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk.
Pope Francis has now been in the hospital for a week, being treated for pneumonia and a complex respiratory infection. Vatican officials say he got out of bed to eat breakfast this morning, and he continues to keep up a light work schedule. But it is not clear when he'll be cleared to return to his quarters in the Vatican.
S&P futures are up 4, Dow futures down. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Gateway Technical College has been eliminated. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju says that the decision was difficult but was necessary to protect crucial federal funding. A vacant house went up in flames last night in Union Grove. No injuries were reported. There have been multiple fire incidents in Racine County this week, including that duplex explosion in Racine where two people survived. Mount Pleasant officials have delayed road work on Newman Road due to the weather. The project, originally scheduled to start Monday, will now begin in April. No pets were harmed when smoke filled the Petland store last night. It was a possible electrical issue. More information about that incident can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. And health officials remind the public that harm reduction vending machines with Narcan are fully operational and constantly stocked. There are a number of the machines across Racine and Kenosha. Each municipality has a map of where they're located. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Clippers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116-110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him and make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending. He was flying around. He was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior. He's more seasoned. He's way more confident, more secure. And we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Happy Friday. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Hits and Fridays. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus on the station with all that stuff, WRJN.
Come true, I'll be spending time with you every day. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Around you. da-da-da. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I say they forgot the lyrics. Da-da-da-da? What's that? Oh, that's right. It was the 70s. Dan Marcus, thank you for joining me today. Join us next weekend. Not this weekend, the one after this weekend, for the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo in partnership with the Racine County Eye. WRJN going to be there broadcasting. And it's an interesting combination of sustainable living experts, wellness practitioners, learn about energy efficiency, home remodeling. There's a lot to learn here, a lot to take in, and it's all very applicable. So it's presented by Racine County Eye at Memorial Hall on the 1st and 2nd, next Saturday and Sunday. Not tomorrow, but a week away. Tickets at the door. Get the details at racinecountyeye.com.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure. Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Sorry.
quite many. Thank you very much. High school basketball tonight, Waterford at Union Grove. Hear it all here starting at 6:30 on WRJN.
Bye! What do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me.
On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, a member of Roy Orbison's band went solo and had a bunch of hits. You'll hear one of them as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this morning. That's about 15 or 20 minutes away here on WRJN. But let's bring in Stuart J. Waddles right now and get us updated on what's going on out there from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman who worked at a child care center in Racine County has been arrested for possession of child sex abuse materials. 30-year-old Crystal Lockman worked at the Bright and Beautiful Christian Child Care Center in Union Grove. She was taken into custody after investigators served a search warrant at her home. She's since been fired from her job. Police say they have no indications that any children at the daycare were harmed. The investigation is ongoing. Financial aid for students shouldn't be impacted with the news out of Gateway. The Technical College yesterday announced they're getting rid of their Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. It follows guidance from the U.S. Department of Education. The Gateway president says the decision was made to ensure the continuity of key federal funding. No pets at Petland were harmed after smoke filled the store last night. An electric issue apparently was to blame. There's more about that response last night today at RacineCountyEye.com. The machines helping with harm reduction are fully operational in Racine and Kenosha. Health officials remind people that the harm reduction vending machines with Narcan are constantly filled and never sit empty. The Racine machines are at the Transit Center, Public Library, and the Bryant Community Center. In Kenosha, you can find them in several places, including at the Job Center and the WIC office. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Happy Friday. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
Every mother's son wants to go sailing. Song is Come On Down to My Boat, Baby. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Sailing My Eye.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, free.
I'm gonna help you get my knife and my knife.
wonderful songs from the Beatles, from the Abbey Road album, Something, written by George Harrison, but then you already knew that. I'm Dan Marcus with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, minutes away. You know, sometimes when somebody is in a very popular performer's band and they're really good, they break out and go solo. And that was the case with the artist who did the next song. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget is next on WRJN.
Too late. celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated one- and two-bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
I'm Dan Marcus, opening up the vault door for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one, just a cute song. It was recorded by Bobby Goldsboro, who had a hit with Honey in 1968. Big hit. That was See the Tree, How Big It's Grown, but friends, it hasn't been too long. You remember that song? Well, same guy, Bobby Goldsboro, doing this song. But it wasn't written by Bobby Goldsboro. It was written by Mac Davis. Now, Mac Davis had a 4-year-old son named Scotty. Do you see where this is going? Mac Davis wrote this song and his record company said, well, don't you record it. That's just not you. What? Okay. They said, give it to Bobby Goldsboro. So Mac Davis did. He had already written songs for people like Elvis Presley, so giving a song to somebody else to record, not new to him. So he gave the song to Bobby Goldsboro, who had a hit with it in 1970. The song, Watching Scotty Grow. True story of Mac Davis watching his 4-year-old son Scotty playing with his building blocks. WRJN.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad, that's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, bide my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow. And we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders, off to bed. Old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, Mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
Bobby Goldsboro, written by Mac Davis. Watching Scotty grow. That is just an overload of cute in that song. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Another nugget coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon, and we go to a polar opposite end of that spectrum. It's a ballad by a group called War. Sounds ominous, doesn't it? It's a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget this afternoon, 1:45-ish on WRJN. Hits WRJN. Here she comes now, and what is that she's saying?
Yeah.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Love will end when you know that my whole life depends.